You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a good bit. Something that we got to pick up, learn, if we want to be ready, wanting to play, the playbook is the number one thing we got to learn. So just taking that, same thing, one day at a time, and make sure we studying, the right amount of time, outside of the building, and make sure we're sharp.
Buffalo Bills second round pick TJ Sanders, that's most likely from a rookie minicamp. That is fair, though. Learning the playbook is probably the most important part, especially during this.
Correct.
The off season, especially, you get that rookie run where your season ends and you're right to the draft prep and you're changing your body for the combine because you want to put up the best scores, and then you get drafted. Then, well, you go right to minicamp. And then, really the last 4 or 5 weeks was probably when TJ, along with the rest of the Bills rookies and really the rookies around the NFL, got to kind of decompress a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not much, because then you're still cramming. He also doesn't have a contract yet, so there's probably a little bit of stress there. I'd imagine he wants some security of what's going forward, especially, too, the last definitely 5+ years, we haven't had rookie hold-ins or holdouts. That hasn't been a thing. Mm-hmm. And so he's also kind of in, a new territory. I think agents are sort of in a new territory with this, too, of okay, are we really going to do this?
Right.
I guess we're doing this. And so for me, we mentioned the first hour. That's something, too. Now that there's at least been two teams that have given fully guaranteed deals to second-round picks, funny enough, the two teams that also have two second-round picks.
But not the team that had three.
No, not the team that had three. No, they just have three guys that they're waiting to give fully guaranteed deals to.
Oh, God.
I think is probably where we're going to head. Because I do think there's just going to be a run here of teams that their coaches or even the owner just goes, enough with the, let's just get this done. Get our guys on the field. We're striving for bigger and better things.
Especially for a new coach like Ben Johnson, he wants his guys.
I think it would just be a really bad look by you specifically bringing up Bears ownership. You made the big move for the coach, and now this is essentially how it's going to be in his first offseason. Is, hey, by the way, we're going to be kind of tight with money for these guys. It's a really bad for the big fish. Coming in, you sort of wanted to put your best foot forward with them. That's not a great look.
In the same offseason where a book is coming out and Seth Wickersham had reported something about how Caleb Williams and his family looked at the Bears and were terrified of them. You want to put your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if all three of those players have a lengthy holdout, for example, fairly or unfairly, what does that paint the Bears' ownership and management?
Right.
Oh, so Caleb Williams' dad was right.
Oh man, yeah,
there's an interesting pitfall there.
Yeah, there's a few teams that are like we kind of can't have
this nonsense.
A ton of bad rep. I mean, I brought up with the Bills where
with Hard Knocks,
you'd arguably, right or wrong, kind of become the face of it because you're the team that's getting the documentary about it, and you're also one of the teams that didn't sign your guy at the moment. If they go into Hard Knocks though with T.J. Sanders signed on the field, no issues. I mean, Hard Knocks probably doesn't like it. I'm telling you right now, the producer of Hard Knocks really badly want James Cook to show up to camp, go, all right, peace, I'm out, after getting the accrued year and leaving,
right,
and then T.J. Sanders to not be signed. They would love everything about
that. Oh, they are drooling at that potential.
But there's also a really good chance that they show up to camp.
Right.
Cook's there, no problem, we'll worry about the contract in a few months, and Sanders is signed, and the Bills get to look like the good guys.
That's the other thing, is that optics are a great thing sometimes, and oh no, goodness forbid if you have the other owners mad at your team for getting business done. That's the thing that really kind of sticks with me at that point. It's just mm-hmm. like, get business done. And maybe the Texans and Browns have dictated what business is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, the last time the Texans and Browns were involved with something that included guaranteed money at this point, the league broke.
Well, and that might be the sticking point, and we brought it up with the Pablo Torre report. And
here we are again. The Texans and the Browns are helping there be a sticking point
with
the league.
But so the Deshaun Watson contract, I mean, that's the fork in the road.
Right.
Of like, okay, we've gone different paths, and the league was upset with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And the contract was a disaster, is a disaster. And so now you may have some owners that are gun-shy because, well, the last time this happened, that happened. And also, second-round picks are not for sure hits. There's a good chance you give this fully guaranteed deal around $11 million, and the guy is bad. And any team.
Right.
The guy could be horrendous. Not just we probably won't give him a second contract, but he was fine for us. No, like, fully, full stop, terrible.
But $11 million versus $230 million it's a player that has a terrible reputation and had missed playing football entirely for a
right.
year are two different types of guaranteed money.
It's not apples to oranges, but in an ownership group that really didn't want to do this, they'll look the same to them.
Because this then turns into, where does it end?
Bingo. And so that's the thing. You're right. It's not apples to oranges. It's over $250 million compared to $11 million. But to all of them, it will look like we have fought so hard for this, only for a few of you to go rogue. And now here we are.
Right.
And it is a fraternity of the owners. They are all very close. You know, they have the owners' meetings and what have you. I do think the dam bursts here. But then I do wonder, you know, years down the road, like, do we have now in the next negotiation, okay, you know, first through third round picks are fully guaranteed deals, but four through seven are not. Or, and I do wonder about this, do we get to a point because we get more fully guaranteed contracts, do the numbers go down?
And that's the reward.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something about it where, like, you see all these contracts that get handed out, and then you look at hockey. Comparatively, when it comes to the millions of dollars that athletes get, hockey is easily the lowest, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But what do the hockey players get, though, in return for their lower numbers?
Yeah.
They get guaranteed contracts, but they also get player autonomy that none of the other leagues really have.
Mm-hmm.
Extensive. No move clauses. You need players' permission to...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Move them anywhere, or partial no trade clauses, where you get a list of teams that you say, I am not going here. You have to ask my permission, but also these are the teams that, like, you have to ask me, and I'm probably saying no, because I have them on there for a reason.
Yep.
Player autonomy is another reason why the contracts are lower, because players have a chance to dictate where they can go. You mentioned when the Bills brought in Elijah Moore, that was the rare NFL player early in his career that had a little bit of autonomy to what was going on. He saw the Jets situation, didn't like it, requested a trade, got it, but it's to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the NHL, that is not the part that happens as frequently. If you're asking for a trade, it's probably because you have a no move, and you have the autonomy to dictate where to go.
And in some ways, you can kind of almost streamline where you're going to go.
You have, at minimum, if you're asking for that trade, you also might have a modified NTC.
Mm-hmm.
So you can dictate where not to go.
Yeah.
But Moore, then, is a free agent, waits until after the draft, finds out the rosters that have the holes in them, talks with Buffalo, signs with Buffalo. That's a really great landing spot, considering the quarterback you'd be playing for. You have a player that you were in the locker room with in Amari Cooper who could probably give you a little insight. Limited, but he can give you some.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the rare instances of player autonomy. But in hockey, those numbers are lower because it's guaranteed money and it's player autonomy.
Yeah.
The only way that it's not fully guaranteed is if you have to play in the minors and it's a different cap figure.
Mm-hmm. I wonder now, because of how long we've been going with this, how high the numbers are in the NFL. It's just...
If you fully guarantee contracts... Man. Players might back down on the total value of them.
Mm-hmm.
What doesn't help, though, is the groundbreaker, which is the Watson contract. Not only did you give him the most money at the time, you gave him the most guaranteed money in a contract, period.
Yeah.
And it still was one of the highest contracts in its totality when you handed it to him.
Yeah.
And when you handed it to him, it was seen as the, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Almost. Unanimously.
In the second round, why am I fully guaranteeing these contracts? They've never played a pro down in their lives. Some of them might even wash out within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I paying all that $11 million?
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Do you want to have a little bit of fun here, though? We mentioned the rookies and everything that's going on there.
Yes.
Do, though, want to talk about some of the rookies we're genuinely excited to watch, not on the Bills. We haven't really gotten to spend a ton of time just talking some of the rookies from this draft post the draft.
Right.
And for me as well, with rookies reporting, I start to get the vibe now that football is back. I am somebody, and this is mainly because I'm a college football guy as well, that football is back for me when I have that moment during the Hall of Fame game, usually around the first quarter, yes, where I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. I was very excited. This is terrible. I'm out. It's a yearly tradition for
that
me.
That is a yearly tradition. But that's the thing, is that, like, how can you not be a romantic about the Hall of Fame game?
Well, yeah, you get romantic about it because you'll turn it on. You're like, football's back, baby. We're in scores Canton, Ohio.
The score is being taken. It is a game where there are stats recorded, everything like that. And then you realize it's terrible.
Yeah, both teams have a drive, and you're like, oh, never mind.
Because
I'll see in a few weeks.
You're not seeing even any starters play a portion of any snaps in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look around the league about the rookies that, you know, you're most excited to see.
I will tell you, for me, it's one guy that I never wanted the Bills to go get him, because I'm not big with the whole running back in the first round, but just watching him in college last year, and then I like the team he went to in Vegas. It's Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
The year he put on last year at Boise State, 2,600 yards rushing, 29 touchdowns, good for 7.0 average yards per carry. Just he was unbelievable at Boise. And then you put him in Vegas. Geno Smith, I think, is a fun quarterback who'll have a pretty good year. Brock Bowers might be the best tight end in football already. Definitely top three in terms of just a receiving tight end. I think that offense could be really fun. Not special, but really fun. But I think Jeanty has the potential to be special. I haven't felt this way about a running back prospect. Different, but I haven't felt this way about a running back prospect since Saquon Barkley. Jeanty just kind of feels like a guy you sort of can get a little romantic about the running back position again and maybe make some foolish moves because you're like, it's Ashton Jeanty, though. Like, he does all of this for us. Like, we're ready to go. He's a little undersized, but maybe that might be better for him in terms of just he's a guy that couldn't really get tackled, and he was great throughout college, not just last year. Just last year, again, he almost had a Heisman-winning season at Boise. I cannot wait to see his first snaps. He's somebody, like, yeah, I will be looking forward to in the preseason. There's other guys as well, but his is going to be appointment television. Like, I want to see Jeanty's first carries with the Raiders.
I've got your early round answer and your mid round answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First round, Travis Hunter. I want to see what the impacts are with him and how Jacksonville's going to deploy him. The price that they paid for him was pretty. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty penny. It was vast. I want to see what they do with him. And my mid-round, I want to see what Kylan Williams does with New England.
Out of Washington
State, his stock really came along as you and I were getting ready to talk about the draft. We were possibly dreaming of the idea of, like, maybe you can land Kyle Williams in the third or fourth round. No, New England takes him early, pick 69.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a nice pick. So how does Williams look with this locker room, though? You have a pair of receivers that they took last year with Polk and Baker. But those guys, you're now seeing a new threat. Not just veteran players, not like a Mac Hollins. You got to compete with to beat out for that, too. You're trying to beat out Kyle Williams from stealing snaps from you, too.
Yeah.
And fighting to make a roster. Look at Polk. Do you wash out within 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I giving guaranteed money? Like, there's different angles about that that I'm very interested in. Also, sometimes I guess I do like my sense of dread. I watch the Buffalo Sabres. So, you know, I've got a little comfort blanket known as my sports dread. If the Patriots grab a good wide receiver in the third round on a player that you really wanted, but they took way too quickly in round three for that to even be a possibility, hey, there's my sports dread. I get to curl up in my comfortable blanket.
Right, and check it out. I'll also say, and I do want to just say this more, is it something to keep an eye on for the preseason? Browns backup quarterback battle? How do Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders look? I was listening to the Volume
that's
podcast
you,
earlier, and Colin Cowherd and
that's
John
That's your
Middlecoff,
comfort blanket right
they
there.
They even
Drama.
Said it, too. They're like, I really hope Shedeur Sanders has a good camp so that there's a storyline to talk about there. I'm kind of right there with them.
So
right
my,
there with
my
them.
My comfort blanket is dread. Yours is drama.
Absolutely. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump on the show. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.